Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Shawn Mendes flirting with Bad Bunny, the woman on TikTok with the record for largest mouth gape, Sia and her little somersault, plus a salt and pepper shaker collection update. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Buena suerte.
Oh, good luck.
And also with you.
You missed St. Patrick's Day. That was last week.
St. Patrick's Day, I did wear green, though. Green underwear on, and it was, I did not mean to. And if we were walking through WeHo, we were walking home from a restaurant, and we were walking through all the bars, and oh, girl, people love to drink. People will find any excuse to drink. People really glug, 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 gulp, gulp,
gulp. Yeah. That's big alcohol, honey.
Big alcohol. I saw a chart that said drinking is bigger than ever.
Yeah.
More people are buying alcohol than ever.
I haven't had a drink all year.
I guess I really thought a lot of people were getting sober. Or California sober? Or just like people. I feel like the vibe has been like, I don't really drink that much anymore.
I haven't.
From the general public.
That's what I feel. But I wonder if that's like people our age. Kids these days nowadays are drunk in the club.
What are kids these days nowadays doing? Are they doing, they're sniffing, huffing, they're snorting.
I haven't had a drink or a substance since Christmas Eve.
I haven't either. Well, I have. And I've had it on Christmas Eve.
Did you drink at my birthday dinner?
I had a beer.
You had a brewski, bro.
I did have a beer. I said, now which of these IPAs is going to give me something a little bit more fruity? And she goes, this one over here is citrusy. I said, done deal.
Did you love it? Was it good?
I loved it. You know, I very often I'm like, you know what does sound kind of good? A beer.
Yeah. Oh, wait, didn't you pause the Super Bowl to go on a beer run?
Oh my God, I did. Also, when I'm at the Grove and I'm walking into the movie theater, there's like this mini bar to the left as you walk into the movie theater. And every time I'm like, damn, a beer on tap does sound kind of good. Take it into the theater, enjoy. That sounds delish.
Drinking at a movie theater is not for me. I just can't.
I mean, it's not for me. But I'm just saying a big cold beer.
The last time I drank at a movie theater, I passed out. I fainted in the seat.
What?
Yeah.
The substance?
During the substance, I was on multiple substances and I fainted.
Well, I think we need to slow down then. So you're blaming a lot on the substance when you should be blaming the substance.
Is, in that we're in my body, in my blood. In my brain.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Are you going to see Death of a Unicorn?
Probably not. I mean, maybe I've got my AMC stuff.
I was hoping you were going to say you wanted to see it this weekend because I wanted to see it. Then we could see it and then we could discuss it next week. Aren't you in your horror era?
What do you mean? Is this an undercover brand
deal? No, you Mr. Stubb himself.
Lady Stubb.
Madam Stubb herself. I thought you were seeing flicks every weekend. Flicks with the chicks.
I'm trying to, but it's like, oh my God.
You seeing shows with the bros sometimes, or you seeing flicks with the chicks?
Shows with the bros mainly.
Okay, well.
I saw Mickey 17.
What?
I saw Mickey 17. Have you seen it?
I haven't even heard of it.
Robert Pattinson as the bumbling doctor.
Is he Mickey?
He's Mickey. He's all 17 Mickeys. It's about like, well, it's a dystopian future in space.
Was it? And wait, did you go to the theater?
I went to the theater.
Or was it something you streamed?
No, I went to the theater. Oh my God, I went to the theater. Okay. And I get all the way back to my car afterward. Didn't have my car key. Had to go all the way back into the theater. It was locked. Banging and banging and banging.
It
let me
fell
in.
Fell out of your pocket in the theater?
Fell out of my pocket. So I go into the theater. I look through the seats. Can't find it. I go find anybody working. Nobody's working because it's like the last movie showing of the night. Everyone's gone. And I'm like,
Who were you with?
Just
you?
Me.
All alone?
Just me.
Well, this sounds like a dystopian nightmare.
Well, then I found it in the seat
of the
upon my second return to the screen.
Because
like the first time I couldn't find it, and so I left and I was like, let me just look one more time. Thank God.
You got to put those. Was it in your pants pockets? Were you wearing sweats at the theater?
Sometimes. Anyway, Mickey 17 was good. I liked it. You should see it.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to see Death of a Unicorn. It's scary. It's A24. It seems right up your big stub alley.
I do want to see the new Looney Tunes movie, The Day the Earth Blew Up. Looney Tunes, I just bought a Looney Tunes denim shirt.
Who was your favorite Looney Tune?
I know yours.
Name him.
Mr. Alien.
You don't know his name.
Alley. Mr. Alien Alley himself, Marvin the Martian.
Oh, yes, that was him, my king.
Let me think. Who did I love in the Looney Tunes? I mean, you know, I love Tweety. I'm really in the market for a shirt. Every time I go thrifting, I look for this shirt. And it's a shirt that is common, but it's never in my size. It's any combination of the Tasmanian Devil and Bugs Bunny and...
Fighting?
Who's the third?
Tweety Bird.
No. And maybe it could be any...
Porky Pig.
Okay. I like them just to have their backwards hats on and their big baggy jerseys.
I love it.
I want one of those shirts so bad. I think put them all on my Hear Me Out. Let's just say that. When those Looney Tunes have a backwards hat on and they seem like they would call me some type of faggot as I walk by on the other side of the sidewalk, I kind of am like, yes or no. Or no.
So I think them in a backwards hat. I think they invented the backwards hat culture.
They're kind of sexy or not. I don't know. It's kind of it's a lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people are trying to figure out if they're sexy or not. I am just reporting the news. I don't know if it's just a big conversation in the general public. So I bring it to you, our listener.
We used to talk a lot about Looney Tune Varsity Jacket. I'm sure you've heard me talk about LTVJ before.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice to kind of have in your repertoire.
Well, I just bought a denim button down long sleeve shirt and it has little panels of Looney Tunes characters on it. And I can't wait to wear it.
It was on
a $10 rack.
Big Toon era?
Yeah, baby. Looney and Toonie. Oh my gosh. Okay. I actually made a few good purchases this weekend. I went to the big flea market. Okay. I found a new salt and pepper shaker.
I'm worried that you haven't. Have you put up your salt and pepper shaker wall yet?
No, and I'm running out of room on my little... I put all my salt and pepper shakers on a charcuterie board in the kitchen.
How many do you have?
Maybe 12 now.
Okay, so you got new ones.
I got one new pair, and it is this dude... It's this dude in a suit, and he's playing poker, okay? And he's wearing a top hat. Or maybe he's wearing like a tux or whatever. Anyway, his head is the salt and the body is the pepper, but the head goes into the neck. And so it's kind of like it looks different than all my other salt and pepper shakers. And I like
it. It looks like he's riding Solo by Jason Derulo.
Yes, yes, sure. So I got that for only $10. Now that's a steal. Ceramic, please.
Are they still taking Venmo at those places?
Venmo, Zelle, cash, card.
That's pretty nice.
Tap, don't.
They still got the stickers? You like a red sticker with $5 on it?
No. Well, the cost of the farmer's market is now $6, which is insane.
Oh, I just meant at garage sales in general.
Oh, well, no, they have a stamp for your wrist. And honestly, it made me feel a little like, yeah, I go out. I also got an oversized chestnut. About the size of maybe almost my head.
As of what?
I don't know. It's kind of like, it's, so if it were sitting on its side, on it has like, it can open.
It's a basket. Just get a basket.
It's ceramic though.
Oh.
But it's like with a finish on it, on the, and it like a glaze. The textures. It looks like a big, yes, a glaze on the inside. And it's, two halves, and on the inside it's a bright yellow glaze, so it's kind of nice.
So you're telling me you bought a cookie jar?
I don't know what it is, and I was thinking about painting it. Actually, this came to me in the as I was drifting off to sleep last night. I was thinking about my chestnut purchase. I thought I could paint this and make it look like a brain.
Are you sure it's not an acorn? What makes it a chestnut?
No, it's not an acorn. No, I know what an acorn looks like. I have an acorn tattoo. Chestnuts.
I Googled chestnut, and I just can't see it. I can't see it as a bull.
You don't have to, because it exists, and it's not. It doesn't. Its existence doesn't depend on you understanding.
I Googled chestnut cookie jar. Not a single one has come up. You know what?
Chestnut cookie jar. Let me do a Google.
You know what?
People are thinking chestnut as in the color.
No, they showed me chestnut nut.
Okay, well, I found it within one more Google search.
What'd you put?
Nut cookie jar. And there it is, okay? For $67, I got it for $10. Thank you.
Is it one of the ones with the squirrel on it?
No, it's the huge chestnut. Oh, it kind of looks like this, kind of different. It's a board... Here, I'll link you.
All the ones that came up when I searched nut cookie jar have a little squirrel on the top. How sad that yours does. It does kind of look like a brain. You could paint it like a brain.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like a pink paint or with red lines all over it, like a brain. You know, when brains have those folds. Does yours?
My brain has no folds.
Smooth.
Oh, there
it is.
Isn't
that kind of nice?
A nut trinket box.
Yes, yes. Well, I put my my edibles in it.
I'm Googling nut trinket box. There it is.
Nut trinket box. Well, I love it. It was only $10, and I thought I jumped for joy when I saw it. I was like, damn. And it was the last booth that I went into before I left the entire experience having bought nothing. And I found both the salt and pepper shaker and the chestnut.
Wow. What was it? Your birthday weekend or something?
It was my birthday weekend, yes.
You think those were gifts from the universe?
Maybe. I think it's quite possible, actually.
I think sometimes I
try to convince myself that I want to get a salt and pepper shaker, and it's like, no, like if I'm not hell yes, I'm kind of like, you're boring. I don't want to get one just to get one. And so I walked away from a previous one.
Mm.
It was two snails, and it was boring a little bit anyway. And I was like, ugh, dang it. I didn't find anything. And then I was glad that I said no to it after all, because then I found my poker man.
I think it's interesting. I think a lot about your old first apartment in LA and how it was very, I think your terminology was grandma chic.
Mm-hmm.
It was very trinket. It was very tchotchke. It was very unafraid to reference or not reference.
Okay.
And then I feel like you moved and you were all, oh, get that away from me. You were giving millennial gray. You were giving
I was.
And now I think you're coming back to your trinket era. You could take the trinkets out of the boy, but you can't take the boy out of the trinkets.
I would love to live in a trinket a la Polly Pocket. If I could live in my chestnut, I would.
Is it problematic for me to say Indian in the cupboard?
Yeah, I would probably not. Although it is a movie.
It's the title of a book and a movie. You are giving Native American in the cupboard. You want to live in your little trinket. Oh my God. Imagine
an indigenous entity in the cupboard.
I guess you could be like the old woman who lived in a shoe. You.
Indigenous entity in my chestnut?
No. In a shoe? It's just you. I picture you getting shrunken down, little rinky dink, living in your little chestnut house.
I would. Or it's giving I dream of Jeannie. A lot of entities live in smaller things.
Actually, yeah. Who says it's got to be a lamp? What would you live in? You know what I'd live in? One of those little sand art bottles.
It would be nice, but I don't think you would like that because sand is... I don't like the texture of sand.
Yeah.
So maybe you do.
No, well...
But also, it's not very... I understand your thought.
What if I was an ant? Maybe
even then, especially then, the weight of a grain of sand is far greater for an ant than for you.
Yeah. One time I was at a craft fair and I got to make one of those sand art bottles.
I would love to do that immediately.
Do you like, though, when they push the stick down in there to cause the, like, gradation?
Yes.
I think that messes it up. I think that ruins the illusion.
Oh, you just want the regular
I want like, wavy layers. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm more of like I want the spikes with the toothpick going all the way down, kind of make all
You're
the layers
crazy.
Blend in one
You're
point.
Crazy. Yes. One of my friends who recently moved out of San Francisco, they were getting rid of all their stuff, and so I took quite a few of little bottles that I'm looking at now because I use them to propagate plants. But those would be great. I could really sand art those little bottles.
You should. Where can you get sand? Probably
the beach.
A lot of places. No, you got to get colorful sand. You have to get some nice things.
Wow. I think when I did make one of those, when I was in middle school to put to display on my shelf in Alien Alley, I still think I didn't go like full bright rainbow colors. You know me. Mine was probably very like black and white and gray.
Well, yeah, you were a rocker.
Maybe a pop of orange.
Orange? Oh. Oh, my God. Corey, when was the last time you did a somersault?
It's been a while, bruh.
Can you do a somersault?
Yeah.
Have you ever done... handstand.
I can. It's not very good.
But you can.
No, I mean, it's how long are we holding it for?
I don't know. I mean, I can definitively say I've never done a handstand.
Not even up against the wall?
I don't think it would make sense.
In middle school, we had a gym, and it underneath the basketball hoop, there was like the pads on the wall in case somebody like got hurt playing basketball. But we would always do handstands up against those mats on the wall. I was cool. I was popular.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was doing handstands in the gym up against the wall.
I couldn't do that. What about a cartwheel?
I can do what I call a cartwheel, but it's not like my legs are straight over my head. It's a little like, it's a little parkour looking.
Okay. So it's okay. I understand and I envision it. I feel like I've seen that in a lip sync.
Yes, I've seen it in a lip sync.
I've never done a cartwheel. I've never done a handstand. I certainly have done somersaults.
Should you put it on your vision board for this year?
Honestly, I think I'm out of time.
Do you think you not have the wrist window, strength? Is that what's the problem?
The window of opportunity for what a human body can do. I'm at 36 now. I don't know if learning a cartwheel is in the cards.
Wow.
Should it be for my 36th year? Should I learn how to do a cartwheel?
If I was in my 30s, I wouldn't be limiting myself.
Yeah, you're right. Future me, I hear you.
You ever do somersaults down Cascades Hill?
Oh, certainly. You know, when I once I went sledding down Cascade Hill and I lost my glasses lens in the snow.
And you found it.
And I found it.
Oh, God is good, my brother.
I know. Yeah. Yes, I know. Yes.
I mean, because you guys are so poor, you would have just had to have the one lens for a very long time, probably, right?
Well, yes. Yeah. Now you're getting it. Yeah, so anyway,
I'm like, is there a reason?
The reason I ask is because Sia has welcomed her third child, Somersault.
No.
Yep.
Is it Summer like S-U-M-M-E-R?
Nope. It's S-O-M-E-R-S-A-U-L-T. Somersault.
Somersault.
Just like a somersault.
I didn't know Sia had two babies, let alone a third.
Well, the wording on this pop-based tweet is interesting. Sia welcomed her third child named Somersault last year. So is the third child Somersault, or are all three Somersault, and this is their third Somersault?
No, one's the real question. Cartwheel and one's headstand.
I would like to know what the other names would be. Imagine you just have a normal name, and then you're destined for, I don't know. Somebody's name Somersault right next to you. They got a little bit more, you know, something to them.
Here's what Google says. Sia adopted two teenage boys out of foster care in 2019. So they came.
Okay.
They came named.
Okay.
In March 27th of last year, Sia and her estranged husband Dan welcomed a new baby named Somersault Wonder Bernard. Oh, no.
Last year?
Bernard.
Oh, this tweet's from last week.
Well, she just opened up about it, according to people.com.
Oh.
Somersault.
I see.
Somersault.
Well, when I look at my charcuterie board in my kitchen, I think, well, some are salt and some are pepper.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Hey, have you seen that girl with the really big mouth on TikTok?
You're going to have to narrow it down.
Shouldn't be that hard. She's a world record holder for biggest mouth.
And you haven't linked me?
She got that. She got that open wide experience.
Okay.
Her whole TikTok shtick is putting stuff in her mouth.
Okay, she couldn't handle my chestnut. I know that much.
Well, guess what? She did put all the way in.
What?
The back end of a wine bottle.
Oh, okay. Cupcake?
Well, she also, there was a TikTok of her with a large fry from McDonald's. Okay. And she one at a time slid each one in until she was holding the entire large fry in her mouth like, like it was the fry container.
So I guess, so do you start with just like a bottom row, or do you start small mouthed and increase your mouth size to allow one more in each time?
The fry?
Like, do you open wide at the start and just start layering them?
You can't go gaping. One would be bound to fall out. I just linked you so you can watch the TikTok if you want.
Thank you.
But
I'm curious. If I were to start at the bottom and I mean, if I were to start small mouthed and add a fry each time, you're really rubbing a lot of salty on your lips. You might get a canker sore is what I'm feeling. It's giving canker sore.
Well, her grin has a talent that stuns people, says this sun.co.uk article.
Her grin?
My grin has a talent that stuns people.
Okay. Okay.
Are you jealous?
That's the question. So I am jealous of her boogie. So
the reason I bring this up is for one hard-hitting question.
Are you jealous?
Are you jealous?
I'm not really that jealous. No.
Of a world record holder?
No, the burden would be too much to bear. If everyone knew you to have a really big mouth, I don't know. It would change how people view you.
I think it's they can just see it. Look, open your text. The picture that pre-populated for her shows, you can see she has a big mouth.
Oh, my. Oh, it's, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. She's giving.
Oh, my God. I kept scrolling. Her with the wine bottle in her mouth. Okay, it's a lot different once you see the picture. It's a lot more to handle once you see the picture. I guess I just didn't realize how big your mouth would have to be for a.
Hold on. Let me clarify.
Okay.
Her Guinness World Record. I'm looking at the certificate because she's got a picture of herself holding it. Largest mouth gape. Female.
Ah! Her, you know, every time I'm live, every time I go live on TikTok, somebody comes in and asks me about my gape. Their username is Shmoogie Boogie. They go, "How's today's gape, King?" I'm like,
largest mouth gape in parentheses female. Samantha Remsdale of the United States of America. She's from Connecticut. Did you see the picture with the wine bottle in her mouth?
Yes,
but did you see the man in the background?
Yeah, and why is he circled?
Because he's stunned.
Well, where is she going on tour with this? How's she monetizing?
She says she's part Python. She's monetizing. She's monetizing on TikTok. She's got. I scrolled a few. I saw her do the fries. I saw her do a donut.
There's got to be a way to monetize this better. Ma'am, if you're listening, you don't have to necessarily do porn. But I'm saying if you were to, I feel like there's a market for it. And I support, you know, anybody taking control of their finances any which way they can or want to. But there's definitely a market for some type of people, freaks out there being like, hey, will you send me a video of you putting, I don't know, a big peanut butter tub in your mouth? It's like, people got some weird shit. Okay, will you send a video of you putting, I don't know.
She's got
big and cylindrical.
Pringles can?
Sure, yes, a Pringles can. Next.
A candle?
A Gatorade. A Gatorade.
A vase.
Yeah, there's got to be freaks out there willing to pay premium for private videos of you.
If
deep throating, whatever.
If you could get, if you can get a wine bottle, you could get a whole foot.
It hadn't even crossed my mind.
Well, but. maybe not over the heel, but
I think so. Actually, if they were doing point,
look at the picture I just sent you of her.
I don't like it. So what is it called when a person's foot is on point, at point?
Pointing? I know you want to be, I'm not a dancer, but I know you want, I think you want to be
no.
on point. You don't want to be sickle footed.
Oh, I do like the word sickle though. That's a good one.
Well, the 30.
It looks like what it is, sickle.
Well, the 34-year-old boasts 3.8 million followers on social media.
Yeah, who am I to backseat? She knows where she's going. She knows how to drive.
Where she posts funny videos relating to her unique look.
Damn, I hope I'm never described like that. I hope nothing ever says that I post unique videos. That what?
My grin has a talent that stuns.
Okay.
Hey, you know who else was stunning this week?
Who?
Bad Bunny for Calvin Klein. Did you see?
I saw, and yes, he could get it. And yes, Shawn Mendes was right when he said guapo. You know what? Whatever happened to people just understanding that it's okay to see that somebody's hot? It's okay to.
I'm here for it.
You know how many women are saying, like, to another woman, "You look so hot. Yes, you look so good." Blah, 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 and it means nothing. Let Shawn Mendes call Mr. Bunny guapo.
I say, let's
in peace.
Men should be gassing each other up more often.
Yes.
Nice biceps, so, King.
The whole foot in his mouth.
Nice pass.
I feel like Bad Bunny and Shawn Mendes post a lot of free feet. Hey. Not that I keep tabs. But I feel like they're always barefooted.
Hey, speaking of feet. Hey.
Sure.
What's your WikiFeet score at these days? Have you improved?
Relax. We are working on a campaign to get the score up. So if anybody has any accounts, feel free to go in and smash that 5-star button.
Tyler Oakley, 3.61 out of 5.
And let's talk about why. I got a lot of pictures on that website of when I broke my foot. And people do not like bruised purple orange feet. Not orange. Green bruised feet. Stitches. They don't like it.
Oh, oh no.
What?
What did I say? You were 3.61?
I have great feet. Let's just start there.
Do you know what
I'm clamor.
Do you know what I'm at?
What?
4.85 out of 5.
We got too many size queen feet fetishists. People really love a long foot, and Corey's, let's just say Miss Girl with her big mouth would have a doozy.
Dang, I didn't realize I have feet royalty.
Now, when you log in to give me 5 stars, be sure to hop on over to Corey's and give him 4. We need to average out what's right.
I have 29 5-star reviews.
Well, do you make every hookup leave and go rate?
Oh my God, there is a still. There's a still from Snervis. I showed feet in Snervis?
Contractually, we all have to, even Lisa. I don't know if you got the memo, but we got the footage.
The footage?
Yeah.
Did you even mean to say that?
I saw you on Amazing Race's Instagram being like, see you for season 40.
And the fans are ready for it.
What are you doing on season 40? What are they doing? A solo season?
They're doing iconic finalists with a family member.
Oh, that's interesting because I got cast as well. And guess who I'm taking?
Queen Jackie.
Somebody's got to be first eliminated. No. So are we going back?
Listen, I'm just manifesting. Are you familiar?
You know what?
I'm just manifesting.
I am. You have to open mouths get fed.
Yes.
And if you keep your mouth closed, nobody will know that you're hurting for a little.
If I put it out into the world and now people are commenting, there multiple people are manifesting the same manifestation.
You need to tweet, I'm ready to go on Survivor.
Okay, I'll tweet it.
Tweet, just come on. What?
I don't tweet. I gave it up.
I don't care.
I gave it up for Lent.
Well, bloop it.
Boop it?
Bloop. Blue sky.
They call it blooping?
You better be bleating.
Did Sniffies, did Snervis have a bloopies reel?
No, I don't think. It's lost media. Who knows?
They took it off of Netflix?
It's gone.
No, it can't be.
It's nowhere. You can't even purchase it.
That's a lie.
I don't know. I did illegally download it. Don't tell anybody.
Didn't you get a free DVD? What happened to your Blu-ray player?
There's a DVD? Is there a DVD?
Yes.
No way.
No. It didn't go to print. It didn't go to print.
Okay. Well, there's still time.
Is there anything on your bullet point list for the week? I covered mine with Big Girl Mouth and Bad Bunny Calvin Klein ad.
I just have to do a somersault. That's all I have.
Dang, well, we've really got to 30 minutes.
Okay. Well,
30 minutes.
I had to do my salt and pepper update, and that always takes a chunk.
That's true. That's
we have to talk about Drag Race. There's a lot to discuss. Next week, can we do we're nearing the end of season 17.
At this point, I'm just ready to talk when it's over.
Oh,
what's there to say? The final five that's there have been, I called this final five a month ago.
Okay, relax. All right. Okay. And we have a lot to discuss with White Lotus. We'll talk about it next week.
All right.
Okay. Bye.